Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. America Inside the Numbers. Probably the most exciting edition we've had in some time.
Do we need special music?
Yeah, let's see.
Do we have any numbers?
Do we have any
kind of
good
music?
We need something.
You always do that to us too late.
I don't.
Yeah. You had a whole commercial break.
I don't have.
You have like ABC 123 or
no? I have.
He does it on purpose to you because he knows.
I don't have any.
Right, you've spent a whole 5 minutes preparing this. You're like America Inside the Numbers, and right, he's like, you got special music, and then your brain scrambles and you're done.
I don't. I don't.
What kind of music?
Music? No, I don't. No, I don't have any music.
You know who would? Dave Ryan.
Dave Ryan would have you. Oh, Dave Ryan's best in the business. I mean, that's why Dave Ryan.
He is the gold standard.
You think Dave Ryan would be caught dead playing this? Twice in an hour?
No.
He would have. No, he would not. Dave Ryan would have a live orchestra on standby.
Oh, you're right. Dave Ryan would turn to the live orchestra and say, work me up some numbers music. And they'd play a jaunty little tune to get into, like a little jingle to get into the American Inside the Numbers. What do we have? A bad band. Bad band.
So we could do that America FES song.
There's that.
Yeah, not for this. Doesn't fit.
This is pretty exciting, too. Population.
Ooh.
Growth?
Growth. Population growth. A population expert. That's right.
Is that one of those jobs you just can call yourself?
That's right. A population expert.
How'd you get into this? I was good at counting.
When I see people in a room, sometimes I'll, count them.
That's right. I'll say to this to you, Biggie, we rehearsed this in the pre-rehearsal, Chris Dim and myself. Not to put any pressure on you, but here's the question. I said to Chris Dim, a populations expert has predicted the most populated 5 states in America in the year 2100. And Chris Dim rattled off all 5 in a row.
Wow.
Bam, bam, bam. From 1 to 5. He got them right.
Okay.
Now, that's impressive. Let's see how you do, Biggie.
I'm confident in 3 of them, I think.
All right. Give us one.
Texas.
Number 1. He says that Texas will have 100 million people living in its borders and be the number 1 electoral college state in the year 2100.
Oh.
Golly, I hope I see it. I'll be 129 years old.
Okay.
I really, really want to see this. You know, I want to see where we go.
Right.
Texas has gotten massive amounts of influx of people over the last 20 years. He sees it continuing.
Do Texans like that? I can't imagine the natives are super happy about
probably
that.
Not. I don't know, but I mean, you're right. More and more people moving to Texas. Got tons of land.
Yeah. They've got everything you could want. Ocean, mountains, big cities.
Yeah.
Everything. Rivers. Everything is in Texas. And, they don't have a state tax, do they? There's no state income tax in Texas.
I don't know about that.
Now, that's part of the draw.
Right? I know it is because Alex Rodriguez played in Texas, and he took a big pay cut to go to the Yankees because of the tax.
Well, that has a big to do with my next guess, which is going to be Florida.
Florida's number 2. Woo! This guy's on a roll.
State tax is a huge thing.
Correct. And, of course, so much coastline. People enjoy living by the water. But they're almost full now.
Yeah.
I mean,
where are you gonna put those people?
There's a lot of people. Florida's population has increased tenfold in the last 10 years. All right, Biggie. Now it gets more interesting.
I said 3, but I'm a little shaky on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people were leaving, but I still think it's going to be high. I'm going to say California.
I'll tell you, it's like you and Chris Dim are just mimicking each other. That is number 3. And Chris Dim said the same thing. People are leaving, but it's so massive and so
huge.
Yeah.
And so immense and has so many natural resources. Yes, that's exactly what the expert said. Your top 3 will be Texas, Florida, and California.
Well, because it made giant news. It was like, 500,000 people and the last 3 years have left California.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still so many people.
Mm-hmm. You know what too Will Hardo says? These Californians leave, they go infect the rest of us. They come out, they go somewhere else and turn.
Spread the virus
and turn good states like Texas into old liberal states like California.
I didn't have the Fox News brief music ready.
Hold on, we have it. Breaking news here.
This is Fox News brief.
Breaking news.
Californians are infecting everybody.
One's trying to get into the White House.
Let's put a stop to that right quick. Okay. Well, now it gets interesting. Okay. A population expert has said Here's your most populated states in the year 2100. Texas, Florida, California. Biggie's named all three in order. Can you continue it?
That's the problem now. I'm just not sure. Of course, I want to lean New York because of New York City. For some reason, Georgia keeps popping in my radar. I'm going to say the state of New York.
No. Everybody's moving south. You know what Tuvil Hardo says about it? All these New Yorkers infect us, spread the virus. All these liberal, these libs from New York coming down to, you know, other states, Florida, all that, infecting us, turning those states bad. You know, you ruined your own state. Now you're going to go ruin the others, too. That's right.
Yeah, sorry. I was just thinking population now, I guess, more. But what about Georgia?
Number five is Georgia. Georgia is set to double its population by the year 2100. They've had great economic growth. Atlanta's diversity has been well chronicled, and people are moving into the Peach State. They like the climate, too. Everybody's moving south now. What's number four? Can you get it?
Well, I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
It's where we are currently. I'm going to say North Carolina.
Well played, Biggie.
Other than your big snafu on New York, North Carolina. That's right.
Well, again, we have beaches. We have mountains.
Pretty good weather. Pretty temperate. Not a whole lot of natural disasters. Occasional hurricane, you know.
You have your bigger cities.
Yes.
But you still have some, you know, your smaller towns.
And with its diversity, it's a magnet for young professionals.
You know what Tuvil Hardo says.
Get out.
All the liberal, woke liberals are coming in.
Get out of here.
Reverse the magnet. I need two north magnets.
Exactly right.
They're the ones that repel, right?
Get out of here. That's right.
You don't want north-south.
Why are you coming in?
You want north-north.
You're messing things up over here. That's right. The Tar Heel State set to double its population by the year 2100.
Well, what does that mean for states where people will be
leaving?
Leaving the net loss states. Who will keep the lights on if that's in 100 years?
And where will they move from? Michigan? Minnesota?
I'll tell you.
Those are good states. I mean, Minnesota's a good state.
I mean, my family lived in Florida for a while. Mm-hmm. And my mom had a lot of friends in her community who were from Michigan.
Yeah.
Who were from the upper states, Illinois. Colder places.
Yeah, Illinois. Yeah. I mean,
you don't hear the phrase much anymore, but there is still a rust belt, you know, where the economies have changed
dramatically
in, you know, 75-100 years. Ohio, West Virginia,
Michigan, Pennsylvania. But those are the big battleground states. Pennsylvania is such a huge battleground state. But Pennsylvania, I mean, people, I guess, move out of it, but they still have huge cities. Philadelphia is enormous.
Two enormous ones, yeah.
And Pittsburgh is enormous, right?
The
thing about, and this is their voting thing, I read that Philadelphia votes almost all blue. And the rest of the state goes almost all red.
Yeah. So
it's like Philadelphia.
Is Pittsburgh a toss-up, or is it
Pittsburgh's like right,
red?
We're kind of right in the middle. I think it's more red than blue, but I'm not positive. And Philadelphia is the real blue one.
North Carolina's that way pretty well.
Charlotte.
You see blue
cities
dots.
Versus the rural areas.
There's three big blue dots, and the rest of the state's red.
That's right. It's Charlotte. It's Raleigh-Durham.
Normally this area.
Greensboro.
Yeah.
And after that, it's all red. That's right. You know what Hardhoff says, man? Stay where you are. Get on out here. Get on out. Go on somewhere else if you want to.
Head on back up 95.
Yeah. Get on out of here.
It runs both ways.
That's right.